It's Monday, April 22nd, 2024, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The managed services market in the U.S. dominates global contract value, according to IDC. McKinsey reveals limited non-IT benefits from cloud migration, and the SBA unveils Investing in America's Small Business Hub to boost federal funding access. This is the Business of Tech. Today's episode is supported by CoreView. Your customers need your Microsoft 365 expertise, and CoreView has the only M365 management platform designed for MSPs. Manage hundreds of tenants, automate manual tasks, and monitor compliance, all while intelligently comparing to the baseline. With a no-code control approach, CoreView revolutionizes your Microsoft 365 administration. This powerful platform enables automatic reporting and remediation, ensuring optimal performance and security. The best part? You achieve this high level of service without the need for a large workforce, allowing you to focus on growing your business through efficiency. Want to know more? Visit coreview.com/MSP and find out more. Let's kick off the week with a look at the state of play. Gartner predicts that global IT spending will reach $5.06 trillion in 2024 with an 8% growth rate. The increase is primarily due to the repricing of communication services, while investment in generative AI also impacts the spending. Spending on data center systems is expected to grow by 10% this year, driven by generative AI initiatives. IT services are projected to be the largest market, with a 9.7% growth rate, while devices are expected to have the slowest growth at 3.6%. According to IDC, there's been a steady increase in enterprise technology spending, leading to a rise in managed services deals. Although the total number of deals declined compared to the previous year, the average deal size remained the same. The U.S. accounted for more than 45% of the global contract value, followed by Western Europe. AI-related deals saw a significant increase, primarily in manufacturing and financial services. IDC expects a higher number of large managed services contracts in 2024, focusing on AI and cloud technologies. According to a Gartner survey, 63% of organizations worldwide have implemented a zero-trust strategy, with 78% investing less than 25% of their cybersecurity budget. The survey also found that many organizations lack clarity on best practices for zero-trust implementations. And also according to IDC, global smartphone shipments increased by 7.8% in the first quarter of 2024, with Samsung reclaiming the top position from Apple. The report also highlights the growth of Zonomi and Transsion and the shift in power among the top players in the market. And according to the latest State of the Industry report from the Information Services Group, or ISG, Europe's demand for IT and business services in Q1 of 2024 rose for the first time in a year, driven by growth from the banking, financial services, and insurance sectors. The EMEA ISG index shows a 2.5% increase in annual contract value for the combined market of managed services and cloud-based as a service, reaching $7.5 billion. Managed services ACV rose 3%, while business process outsourcing soared 40%. The as-a-service segment also grew with a 2% increase in ACV. The Russell 2000, that proxy for small businesses, has a five-day return of negative 2.4% and a year-to-date of negative 3.55%. The S&P 600, which looks at the smallest companies, has a year-to-date of negative 4.41%, showing even for the past 5 days. Why do we care? Moderate growth seems to be the trend on the technology services front. The substantial growth in business process outsourcing and steady increases in managed services and as-a-service platforms reflects an ongoing shift toward outsourcing and cloud-based solutions, driven by the need for efficiency and scalability in business ops. They're also all key areas to focus on to maximize success. According to a recent McKinsey survey, the benefits of cloud migration are not as universally beneficial as believed, with only one-third of European companies actively monitoring non-IT outcomes. Cloud computing technology is often associated with business agility and new revenue generation, but just 37% report cost savings outside IT. Only 32% report new revenue generation despite investing hundreds of millions of dollars in cloud computing. IT leaders in the UK and Ireland are increasingly hiring chief information security officers, but a new report from Fastly suggests that they don't fully understand the role. While 35% believe CISOs are crucial for cybersecurity, 27% see them as scapegoats, and 23% think they have too much responsibility. Additionally, 24% believe CISOs are overworked and underpaid, and 18% believe the role offers poor value for money. Why do we care? Here's where the differences lies for those with top execution and those without. While cloud computing is often touted for its potential to enhance business agility and drive new revenue, the reality is more complex. First, the integration and optimization of cloud technologies requires not just IT adjustments, but also a transformation of business processes and models, which, if not managed effectively, can lead to underwhelming results. Additionally, the lack of comprehensive outcome monitoring suggests businesses might not be fully equipped to measure and therefore realize the full potential benefits of their cloud investments. All of this is why you care. Focusing here brings results. The U.S. Small Business Administration has launched the Investing in America Small Business Hub, a digital resource to help small businesses access federal funding opportunities and support. The platform provides guides, resource links, and information on grants, contracts, and market opportunities. The SBA also plans to hold local events and webinars to assist small business owners in securing contracts and taking advantage of incentives. In particular, opportunities are listed in home repair and construction, government contracting and subcontracting, and manufacturing. Why do we care? Very tactical, but a resource I wanted to highlight. There are specific options for high-speed internet contracting, and for some customers, these will be resources to leverage. With as many breaches and security concerns as I report in this show, it should be obvious that cybersecurity is not just about technology, but also the human expertise needed to interpret and respond to complex threats. Huntress is focused on elevating SMBs and MSPs around the world. Huntress has a suite of fully managed cybersecurity solutions powered by a 24/7 human-led SOC, dedicated to continuous monitoring, expert investigation, and rapid response. And the proof is the execution. Huntress is the number one rated EDR for SMBs on G2. Want to know more about the platform? Visit huntress.com/MSBradio to learn more. Thanks for listening. Today is National IT Service Provider Day. So for you, our audience, this is distinctly your day. On this past weekend, I judged in the Tribe Hacks event at the College of William & Mary. And I have to say, worried about the future, there's some sharp talent coming up through the system now. Have a question you want answered? We're taking listener questions. Send them, ideally as a voice memo or video, to question@msbradio.com. I answer those listener questions live each week on the Wednesday Live Show on YouTube and LinkedIn, 3 p.m. this week. And if you got a comment or a thought, put it in the comments if you're on YouTube, or reach out to me on LinkedIn if you're listening to the podcast. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button, follow, or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit MSPradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of the Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.